Hey, what's good, fam? Welcome to another episode of Black Twitter. Tonight, it was Oscars night last night, so we're wrapping all that up. Plus, we're talking Beyonce and Jay-Z getting their Brit Awards doing the most. And, of course, Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thomas and all that mess. Coming up right after this.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
There we go. New intro.
How you like that?
That's right. Pop culture, black entertainment. Bam. Here we go.
New trap remix.
We're coming at you with the Black Twitter tonight. What up, folks? I'm your host, Alina Vision. You can find me on all social media at Alina Vision. And I'm joined by my wonderful co-host here.
Hey, everybody, your boy, Al G. And there's only one Tupac. One cis Tupac. One hetero Tupac. No blue Tupac. No yellow Tupac. Just one Tupac.
Oh. Okay.
Only one Tupac.
Okay. You took it there.
We're going to go there.
You took it right there. I mean, there is so much to cover this week. I felt like in the news that some stories had to get cut, unfortunately.
Oh,
but yeah, I mean, we can just touch on Jussie Smollett for a second because that's a hot mess.
Yeah.
And I mean, I want to know what your take is on that.
Okay.
Real quick.
Mm-hmm. I'm down to ride for Jussie. I had his back. The story did have a lot of holes in it from the beginning.
Right.
And I automatically set off my BS detector, but I was rooting for him.
We were rooting for you.
Yeah, you know, like I said, as somebody, but you know, only you know, she knows this, but as somebody who's worked with Tupac before, our new Tupac, I feel kind of disrespectful when people say they are the new Tupac.
See, that's why I wanted to ask
you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and on that note, I got a chance to hang out with Pac's buddies at the screening. Shout out to Money B. The screening went dope. Thank you.
Nice.
Money B from Digital Underground. A bunch of cats came down. I was hanging out with some cats from Thug Life in New York, so it was all good.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. Now, for people, is there any way that people can see your doc? Like, is it online? Is it...
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you guys a temporary plug.
All right.
Okay. JamaicaHouseMovie.com. Let me turn on my camera. JamaicaHouseMovie.com is where you can find all updates. We are also streaming temporarily at 24/7. 247films.tv. That's part of the New York Hip Hop Film Festival, their network channel.
Awesome.
247films.tv, and you can order to make us. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, you know, we got to promote.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You're the fam. Okay, so let's start off with the Oscars. Oscars were last night. There was a lot of winning, obviously, going on. There's a lot of black girl magic happening, thriving, winning. And one of the big awards, or actually acceptances that happened last night, was Spike Lee finally getting his Oscar.
Spike. Finally.
For Black Klansman, which is an amazing movie. If you guys have not seen it, I urge you to go see it. It's based on a true story, and I thought it was a great movie. So he had his acceptance speech, which was... You know, it was Spike.
Spike was loose. He was letting it fly.
He was loose all night, even on the red carpet.
He had the champagne.
He was loose as a goose. But it was really good to be able to see him finally take home that gold.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been overdue since the 90s, since, in my opinion, you know, like Malcolm X or Do the Right Thing. And, you know, they say the Oscars is never on time, but they try to pay you back later on politically. So I guess we'll take it. But I'm just happy that brother got an Oscar.
Right, yeah. There were a lot of women, especially women that worked behind the scenes in Black Panther, that took home the Oscar.
What's the costume designer's name? I forget. That's
Hold on,
really
I have
talented.
That right here.
Yeah.
If she didn't win, I was going to riot. Let me tell you. So, best costume design went to Ruth E. Carter, who won. And then also... best production design went to Hannah Beechler.
Nice.
And another person, Jay... It's going, I don't know. But, yeah, so there was Black Girl Magic, for sure. I mean, the costume design and the set production on Black Panther were literally out of this world. Mm. I mean, they brought the best of Africa to Wakanda and to the world.
Yeah, and what they call it, too, like futuristic Africa. There's a name they gave to it, too.
Yeah, it was. And it, you know, just as someone, my mom's from South Africa, to see all of the cultures. Like, I was able to pick out, like, I was like, oh, yeah, that's my mom's people right there. Like,
nice.
It was really cool to see on screen, and they really nailed it. But they added their own flair.
Okay, so you can pick out the authentic elements. Okay.
Like, I was like, that's the, you know, the Igbo tribe. That's, like, those are the Basotho. Those are, you know.
Nice.
They did an amazing job. So the fact that they won Big ups to them. This is a tweet. And she was really emotional in her acceptance speech because she was the first black woman to ever win this role. This is from Best Production Design, Hannah Beachler. She says, "Y'all, I'm so humbled and blessed. Thank you for continuing to lit up this film and to lift me up. Congrats to Ruthie Carter and Ludwig Garson." He actually won for Best Original Score for Black Panther. And she gave an amazing speech.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was definitely amazing. Let's go to another one. Ruthie Carter, who won for Best Costume Design, tweeted out this, and it was a picture. For those of you listening, it's a picture of Spike with his Oscar, of Hannah with her Oscar, of Mahershala and Regina. I mean, it was good to see some melanin up on that
stage. I think they felt like
they
had a lot to make up for after Oscar So White, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and also, now the Academy is really focusing on getting more people that are diverse into the Academy. Mm. That way, you know.
Those are the people that vote, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And we see that. So let's see. Ava DuVernay said, "Regina, Ruth, Hannah, I'm overcome. Sisters, stand up. Hashtag Oscars."
Nice.
Yeah, that's right. Regina King finally won her Oscar as well for If Beale Street Could Talk.
Wait, because she's been deserving it since, like,
she
Friday.
Has.
Like, Born in Justice and all those days.
Boys in the Hood. Get it, girl. It is about time. About time, about time. So let's see what people on Twitter were saying. This comes from Problematic Poppy. He says, "The story of Black Panther as a film is really about Ryan Coogler's leadership, about taking the access granted to him to put deserving black creatives into positions of incredible influence. He picked the lock, then held the door open. High impact, low ego, town biz." I couldn't agree more. I think it's so important that when people get those opportunities, that they break down that door for themselves, they also look back and help other people on through the door.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. And I respect Ryan Coogler a lot.
Yeah. I mean, he's an amazing...
amazing director.
Amazing director. Let's see. Do we got any other tweets from that? Oh, yeah. Shonda Rhimes, actually. You know, she's like, "It's Black Girl Magic Night." Hey, it sure was. She tweeted on in. All right. Well... did you watch the Oscars?
I told you. I couldn't sit through the whole thing, so I only watched the highlights, the clips on YouTube at the end of the night and then the next day.
You know, I was feeling kind of the same way about it. I watched it. I had it on, but I wasn't actively watching it. I was doing other things. Yeah. It was just kind of on in the background. At one point, I put on, like, my wireless headphones so I can kind of hear what's going on, but I'm like... you know, 3 hours, like...
that's a long time to
like,
say.
Like, dang. Yeah. I'll just check the highlights.
There you go.
I'll just check the highlights. But I actually liked it without a host.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, I definitely... They might stick to that, right?
I think so. They opened it with, you know, three really funny women, and it just came around. So congratulations to all the people that won last night. You know, Hollywood's biggest night. So let's move on to Beyonce and Jay-Z accepting their Brit Award, doing the most, the only way Jay-Z and Beyonce can. I want to play this clip really quick so we can get a look at exactly what they did.
Thank you so much to the Brit Awards for this incredible honor. You guys have always been so supportive. Everything is love. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Why?
Is that
blue
eye in the background?
She always thinks her parents are the most. I love it. Yeah. When I saw this, I was like, they always...
They nail it.
They always nail it.
Let's talk about all the things that are going on visually in the frame.
Yes.
Okay, we got the Duchess. Is that Meghan Markle? She's the Duchess?
Yes, Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle.
And they, as opposed to having like the typical, like the queen of royalty.
Right? Because also, she is the queen.
She's the queen. And then also, didn't they shoot that in the Louvre?
So this is a reference back to when they took a picture in front of the Mona Lisa at the Louvre.
Okay.
Right. So this is, I believe this is pretty much what they were wearing.
Okay.
So it's kind of a reference back to that.
And another thing is, too, from what I understand, there was only one picture of an African-American person, and that's a person depicted in slavery. They have, like, no other depictions, balanced depictions of black people. So I think, yeah, that's what, but you know,
hell,
what,
yeah, CGI. Then no, yes, whatever. Then yes. Yeah. She's going to be our queen, and we're going to
That's right, that's
there.
Right.
Exactly. In fact, I think I had in there a tweet from Beyonce, but I'm not quite sure. Let's see. This one says... This one is from Kevin Noel. He says, hashtag Black History Month. 2019 has been the worst. Virginia, Liam Neeson, Prada, Gucci, and Burberry using racist imagery to create buzz. Jussie Smollett setting up a hate crime. Chris Hemsworth playing Hulk Hogan. Is there no salvation? Enter Beyonce and Jay-Z stage left. They come and they save it. Because, right. Yeah, it's been a crazy...
That has been a crazy
Black History Month.
Been a crazy month.
Right?
Yeah. So we're getting it together. We're getting it together.
In the last few days.
Last
like, day. Running real late here. Yeah, super, super late. But I love that they are so creative, even in their acceptance speeches. Like, who would think of that?
Yeah. No, yeah, I mean, the thing about Jay and Beyonce, obviously, that, I don't know, man. It's like, they're taking really over the zeitgeist for this, like, generation, I think. I'm trying to think who was even, like, they're beyond, like, the it couple. I'm trying to think of the couple that just represented a certain generation. I can't think of any other couple.
Yeah, I can't think of a couple that's like this. And the funny thing is, like, they don't have to do a lot of interviews. They don't have to do a lot of press stuff. Like, they don't have to be seen all these places. This is, like, they drop, like, these bombs that are just, and everyone's like, oh, my God.
I got it. I mean, like, you know, I'm sure they're being their natural selves, but shout out to the savviness behind the marketing team.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly.
Because they'll make this stuff work.
Whoever it is like on point.
Damn.
On point. All right. Let's move on really quick to R. Kelly.
R. Kelly.
God, getting
finally got
out.
Him.
Finally.
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 Got
Jesus. Finally.
Yeah.
There is a God.
So funny. I'm sorry. People were like, y'all mad about Jussie Smollett? What, R. Kelly's still out there running around? I'm like, what do they got to do with each other?
Somebody found and they're in the same county jail.
And oh, that's true. The same wall of Chicago.
Their mugshots are up, are exactly the same. Like, you can see the little even
crack. Yeah, that's the same jail in Chicago. They're
both like, so this is from BP Sevy says, R. Kelly. R. Kelly, same jail featuring Jussie Smollett. I love Twitter. I love Black Twitter.
Yeah, nobody does it better.
Everybody wins.
Yeah.
Everybody wins. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, I mean, finally. So, for those of you, if you've been living under a rock today or for the past few days, R. Kelly was finally indicted on, I guess it would be statutory rape. Because there is a video, supposedly, of him having sex with somebody that was 14. Shock.
Again.
Shocker. And so his bail was supposed to be set, or his bail was set at $1 million. He was supposed to meet $100,000. He couldn't until today. So he got released today. But there was actually apparently a GoFundMe. People set up GoFundMes to try to help him. And he's really behind in child support, like $169,000. Like, a mess.
Yeah, I mean, you would think this guy is so loaded, but I mean, if he's...
He doesn't spend his money right. Like, come on. No investments. You just blowing money at the club.
Right. Popping bottles.
Exactly.
But also, too, when you think about it, he's probably been paying, like, court fees since, like, the 90s. So...
That's true.
It's amazing that he's still able to stay
liquid. But he hasn't. It's like, I think people get the wrong impression that since you had a hit or this and that, and you had a lot of hits, that you're just going to be rich for the rest of your life. But a lot of people don't, you know, manage their money correctly.
Right.
And so that money is going to go away. Mm. And especially with, you know, people aren't buying albums like they used to. They're streaming, so you're getting a lot less money than, you know, you used to.
And he even has less money coming in because he got dropped by his label, right? And they're pulling a lot of his records off
the downloads
and the charts.
Lose his studio, right?
He's lost a lot. You know? R. Kelly might be out there in the
making
street
beats
with
on your laptop. Making beats on your laptop.
I will say I breathe a sigh of relief. You know, you want justice for the victims, But then, man, it's just kind of like this thing that's just kind of like always ever present. So thank God we're getting that one off the books and taken care of, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Let's see what people on Black Twitter was saying. So this one comes from Tia Irwing. She said, I asked GoFundMe what their policies for having accounts set up for those who have criminal charges against them, like R. Kelly. The account set up to help the self-proclaimed king of R&B with bail have been deleted. And then she wrote, so this is her email to GoFundMe, or actually, no, from GoFundMe to her. It says, Hi, Tia. Thank you for reaching out to us today. These campaigns violate GoFundMe's terms of services and have been removed from the platform. Our team continuously monitors the platform and will take necessary action.
Okay, that's I find that very interesting.
Yeah.
Only because, let's think about another case. Let's say if I was wrongfully accused of committing a crime, and I needed the public's help, and the public was behind me and raising money. So while I may be accused of something that's very outlandish and very reprehensible, I wonder, can they base it on accusations, or are they going on like past crimes, which actually got out for everything? So I'm really curious about their policy.
That's really interesting. I mean, because you would not want people, or I wouldn't want people trying to raise funds for R. Kelly to get out on the streets.
Right,
but there
right,
are
right.
a lot of incarcerated black and brown people who, you know, can't make their bail, or even some of them that are innocent in whatever they did and still can't make their bail. So what's...
I'm going to say this. GoFundMe and all those big platforms, YouTube and even Google, they can apply their thing, their,
they can pick and choose.
There's supposedly
because
algorithms
this looks
and rules.
Bad if there could be major backlash if you allow this just to
I think they probably, that's what they probably did. They probably made the calculation, okay, how much is the backlash going to be? And we're willing to do that. We're willing to take that and kind of.
But if it's like Joe Blow Smo from around the way, you know, they're probably like, whatever, nobody's going to. Yeah. You boo. But hopefully justice will come, you know, to R. Kelly. The crazy thing about this whole case too is that like Michael Avenatti is like somehow put himself in the middle of this. When I saw that he was the lawyer for, I think it's, you know, the victim?
Yeah.
I was like, where did he come from? I thought...
Okay, conspiracy. I didn't even think I was going to get into this that early, but I don't know if Jonathan's listened.
Where's
I got a quick conspiracy on that.
Oh, we got the Twilight
a
music
A quick conspiracy
going.
Hot take.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Michael Avenatti.
Yeah.
We know he was repping, what was the porn chick who slept
Stormy
with Donald
Daniels.
Trump? Stormy Daniels, right?
Yeah.
That case got kaput, and specifically it went down in the flames right after he was proven to be engaged in domestic violence with his girlfriend.
Right.
So his reputation is went in the crapper.
Right.
So I
think he was going to run for president.
He was going to be the face of the Democratic Party, the it boy. I think he doubled down on his work
ethic.
He's
like what
let
can
me
I
find
do?
Something to get me back in good graces and put me back, you know, into being a non-toxic male in the political atmosphere.
I thought the same exact thing. Because that's the only thing that could be like kind of bring him, but like not bring him back to the where he was before. But he's not. I mean, you know.
So you feel me?
I feel you.
Completely. You feel me?
He knows what he's doing.
I mean,
he's
good for him. You know,
he's a smart
good for
guy.
Him. The
not good for him
convenient.
If he beat a woman
not
because
good for
that
him.
Ain't cool. So,
but he made the only recovery he could.
That's about it. he went for the big whale.
Yeah, he was like, how can I deflect this?
Yeah.
R. Kelly, get him.
Yeah, and okay. It's, you know, he's back in the news.
Right.
All right, moving on real quick to the Kardashians. It's like, sometimes I just am like, oh, the Kardashians. But they're just such big news on Twitter. Like, the day that this all went down, it was all Twitter, for the most part, was talking about. Not just Black Twitter, but just all Twitter.
Yeah, turning all over.
So, Tristan Thompson... once again, cheated on Khloe Kardashian. Shock, horror.
Surprise, surprise.
Couldn't see that one coming. Girlfriend, I could have told you this a long time ago. I could have saved you a lot of heartache.
Ladies, can I tell you?
He is no good.
If
okay?
a man's already caught cheating on you publicly, and he does it again, that means he really doesn't respect the relationship.
No.
And really, a lot of guys, I don't understand why they do. I would just break up with somebody. But some guys will do it. But a lot of guys, I don't know, maybe he maybe he's worried about the backlash in the press. So maybe he'd rather just kind of like self-sabotage.
This is better.
This is better.
Right? This is better. Funny thing. Option B is better.
Yeah, and you know what? It's not better, but the thing is, it's fun. I think people have a really hard time taking personal accountability.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, yeah.
But it's just something to me, it's very clear when you see a guy who constantly does that, he doesn't give a F. And if you keep taking it, not to say that you should cheat on women, but
then
if
you keep taking it, then it's like.
Yeah, it looks like you signed up for it.
Yeah. You should know. Yeah. Here's the thing, like, Chloe, just stop dating ballers. Stop dating. It's just.
Rappers and ballers.
Anyone out there, I'm like, just don't. Just don't. They have a lot of options.
I'm like, yo, you guys can find, like, there's good businessmen. You can find a good black businessman. We know what
you
you're taking.
Yeah. You definitely could.
Entrepreneurs, they don't always have to be, like, you know, ballers or rappers.
Yeah, okay, so this was actually. This
Jason.
Yeah. What is it? Hollywood. I can't really
unlocked
read it from
them
now.
Censored.
Right, exactly. I believe that they were the ones that broke the story. So here's his little hot take on how this all went down. Let's watch this.
Hey, what up, everybody? Jason Lee. So we just put out the story about Tristan Thompson, Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy, cheating or messing around with Kylie Jenner, Khloe Kardashian's sister's best friend, Jordan Woods.
Messy.
There's a lot of speculation. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going back and forth saying, why would Jordan do that? That's not true. It is true. You know why? Because one of my writers was there. And Tristan, you took everybody's phone, but you let them stay.
Trying to be
Jordan
slick.
Came in. Y'all was smoking hookah. She was all up in your lap. You was all over her. Touchy-feely. And you let the girl spend the night till 7 in the morning. Mm. Now, that happened. That's a fact. And I don't want to hear nobody trolling Khloe talking about you. It's a Kardashian curse. It's Khloe's father. No. If a nigga ain't shit, he ain't shit. And Tristan, the fact that you slept with her sister's or messed around with her sister's best friend. We don't know if you slept together. And the fact that Kylie, your best friend, was at the house doing all that, get her out now. Get him out too.
Yes.
Hey,
okay.
What up, everybody?
So yeah, point that we forgot to mention was that he cheated with Kylie's best friend.
Right. Yeah.
Yikes.
Like, his girlfriend's sister's best friend, who lives, like, what, on the facilities,
lives
right?
I believe she lives with Kylie.
Yeah, the Kardashians, like paying her rent and
right.
putting her up.
Yeah. Yeah, and she does, like, business deals. Like, I believe her and Kylie did some sort of makeup thing.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't follow
like
the Kardashians, like, too closely. But let's see what people on Twitter, because people had opinions. Okay, so this is from Carl's D. So this one says, Didn't Khloe steal Tristan from a woman named Jordan? The big eyes. If this isn't losing him how you got him, then I don't know what is. Cardi B gift. Oh,
what?
Okay.
What do they say? You lose him how you get him.
Yeah.
You know, she took him while
she took him.
Was having a baby with another sister.
That should tell you all you need to know.
Yeah. Stop trying to jump up all this sympathy for the Kardashians. I know Cardi, those are your people, so you're trying to cape for them. I'm just like, cut it out, you know, cut it out.
Yeah, okay, so this one is from Deji. He says, Jordan really lost her billionaire best friend over some community. What was he thinking, baby girl?
Like, yeah, She wasn't thinking clearly.
You had it good.
Yeah.
Okay, like... You had it.
Throw away your main business connection.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
And probably get blackballed from a lot of things.
That's true. They can cut you out of a lot of deals.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Here's one last one. This is from Nori Blackbook. Okay. At Kylie Cosmetics, we'll be having a flash sale on the Kylie and Jordan collection. All products, buy one, get one 10 free. Everything must go. Yeah. Because they did a collection together, and I'm sure that's gotta suck for Kylie. Like,
yeah. But when have the Kardashians ever been good judges of character? And actually, I'm not gonna put it on them. I mean, they brought Black Chyna was dating
Rob.
Tiger, right? Rob.
Yeah.
That too. Then she bounced. Then we know Tiger bounces over the little one, and then Rob bounces to Black Chyna. They do that kind of stuff all the time. So for them to sit there and say, I can't believe all these evil, these weird things happen to us, and all these manipulative people. Well, I mean, look what they traffic in.
So yeah, it's just exhausting. It's just so messy. It's exhausting. Just, you know, Khloe, just no ballers, no rappers, and you'll be just fine. I mean, you are just fine anyway.
Be alone for a while.
Exactly. You got your money. You got your cute little baby girl.
Work on yourself.
Do you, girl. Do you. All right. So we're going to get into the woke segment.
The wokety woke segment?
Yep.
All right. Well,
what do you got for us today?
Well, first of all, there is only one Tupac, R.I.P. But besides that, we're going to talk about these players that knelt in Ole Miss. And if our engineer can pull up that tweet, we're going to talk about these eight players that I'm sorry, Jonathan. It's before or after this Rachel Maddow one. You have to scroll down to the one where we talk about Ole Miss. And I'll keep talking about it. Basically, big up Alina for sending this to me. There are two. What do you call those flags?
Confederate flags.
Confederate flags. Yes. Okay. The Confederate flag is still flying in Mississippi. That's the legit flag, the official flag. And there were actually two Confederate, like pro-Confederate protests going on the campus over there, and in Oxford. So. It ended up being eight players, but on the basketball team, it started out with one player took a knee. And I just found out this. It wasn't his plan. One player took a knee and eight followed. So shout out to all those guys, you know, that did that. And,
exactly.
I want to give those guys big respect too, because, you know, those guys, they're not taking a payoff. They're in college. You know, they don't get paid.
In Mississippi.
Yeah, they don't sign no non-disclosures and get no Nike degrees. They did it out of the good protesting of their heart.
Yeah. And they still have to go to school.
Still have to go to school.
Right there
and deal with
people.
The consequences.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. They don't get T-shirts made of them and, you know, Nike lines and all that.
No, but they're protesting for something that wasn't right. Like, the fact that there was... that there's so pro-Confederacy things going on is just bizarre to me. But
yeah, it's crazy, man. Shout out to those brothers.
Yeah. Shout out to them. Okay.
Okay, next. So now, okay, we were talking a bit conspiratorially earlier.
Yeah.
All right. So in this segment, we're going to be talking about all the drama around Robert Kraft. Ladies and gentlemen, Robert Kraft... And yeah, we can pull up the Rachel Maddow tweet while I get into it. Robert Kraft, super rich owner of the Patriots of the NFL. By the way, one of the number one donors to Donald Trump.
Yep.
Super buddy-buddy with Trump and the Republicans. Was chiefly responsible for getting Colin Kaepernick blackballed.
Yep.
He was one of the biggest guys that got him 86. This came out. Well, he's starting to get his own comeuppance. But we're going to talk about how and why.
You know what? Because what goes around comes around. It's karma.
Yeah. So there's a couple of bigger scandals lurking here. Apparently, there's a spa that he goes to in Florida. Mm-hmm. You know, where all these other rich men go to. You know,
What type of endings are they getting there?
They're getting real happy endings. And at first, I almost felt like, why is it like they took the time to do this? Like, you know, a rich white man can't get a happy ending. You know what I mean? It happens all the time. What's new about this?
Right.
Apparently, it's linked to a bigger conspiracy, because MSNBC is reporting that there's more names to come out about that prostitution bust, and he's not even the biggest names. And my theory is that it's probably some people from the Trump administration. Now, we can go to the Rachel Maddow tweet. Okay. This is why the whole human trafficking thing is like a big deal now.
Yeah.
Because there's also been the Trump administration has been around the edges. Certain staffers have been associated with like pedo scandals and human trafficking. And let's read this tweet that Rachel Maddow tweeted. Even if Alex Acosta were not a Trump cabinet official right now, this federal court ruling about his behavior in the Jeffrey Epstein case should put Acosta in headlines across the country. And basically, Jeffrey Epstein is like a big Democratic donor.
I thought he was Republican.
Republican, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was like, hey,
he's a big donor, but here's the thing. Let me say this for the record. I don't matter if you're a Democrat donor, Republican donor.
Just don't do bad,
but
horrible
anyway,
things.
He's connected with this guy, Acosta, and I think we're going to see a big through line going all the way from that NFL prostitution bust all the way to the current administration. And now we can think about it in two ways. Was it the higher-ups or the elites trying to teach Robert Kraft the message? Because it was this big conservative that all of a sudden he starts running around with Meek Mill. I don't know if we can throw that picture of him and Meek Mill and Cardi B. He's running around with Meek Mill. He starts advocating for prison reform. He's dancing with Cardi B at the Super Bowl. Are they trying to say, hey, man, you know, we need to check you, man. You're getting a little too woke out there.
Oh, that's a conspiracy, that.
That's conspiracy. And then the other conspiracy involves Jay-Z, the head of the Illuminati, or at least head of the Black Hip Hop Illuminati.
Oh, goodness.
They're saying Jay was like, Jay is like, yo, man, you know, you think you're doing all these things. I'm going to come in and take your spot as an NFL owner.
Hey, I like that.
So, you know, a lot of people say Jay-Z is really pulling the strings behind the scenes and, you know, put his arm around him, also stab him in the back.
I like that.
I don't know, conspiracy theories, people. Something to think about.
I'm all for Jay-Z owning the Patriots.
I'm down for that, too.
What up?
Yeah, take a spot.
Exactly. And especially from people who are, you know, promoting human trafficking, sex trafficking.
Not cool.
Not okay. All right, well, I think that wraps it up for this week.
Wrap it up.
It was a lot.
Yeah, it was.
A lot went down. It was a crazy week to be alive, you know. As usual, so where can the good people find you?
Hey everybody, you can find me on Twitter at Jamaica House Doc, IG at @Algie_JamaicaHouseFilms. I got to plug my G-Funk t-shirt. Shout out to Law House Productions. It's made by Lay Law, the OG of NWA. And also shout out to my boy Big Hutch from Above the Law. He's also in the film. And they're just the whole crew. So thanks for repping LA and for shooting me this tea.
All right. And you guys can just find me on all social media at Alina Vision. That's Vision with two S's. All right. Until next time. Peace.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.